Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here it comes.
Glenn Casper.
It's deep.
Cubs TV play-by-play man.
Can you punt the ball on the wavelength? That's my question.
Way out of here. Hello, Sheffield.
Kevin Hart is here.
I'm going to tell you, because I don't know if anybody else has ever told you, you have an amazing voice, man. Goodness.
Thank you. Like, got to hear him sing.
It's like a dove. If a dove could talk, this is what it would sound like. Yeah, that's
it. Never been told that.
Twitter.com/LenCasper.
Oh, baby, Chris Bryant.
Len Casper, talking Cubs with Mullinhaw.
Mullinhaw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Deion Miller is in today for Mully, and we are pleased to welcome in the voice of the Cubs, Len Casper, who joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline. Len, good morning. Thank you for getting up this morning, because last night for the Cubs, that loss was a gut punch.
Yeah, it was. Good morning, David. Deion, nice to talk to you both. Those are tough when you've got a late lead and you've got your bullpen all set up the way you want. And unfortunately, it's been a tough year for Pedro Strop. Hasn't been fully healthy, and when he has, it hasn't gone well. And as you say, that is a gut punch when you lose a game like that.
How do you think that they will respond to this, Len? Joe Madden will be on the station this afternoon at noon with Connor and Dan, and I think he'll probably, you know, still be talking about ways to address this and what to do with Pedro Strop. Do you expect him to be in a different role? Do you expect him to take a night off? What's ahead for Pedro Strop?
Yeah, I think, you know, the options are to maybe, you know, swap him in terms of innings, maybe with a Cishek or a Kinsler. You know, I suppose if Joe feels that last night was just, you know, a blip, he could just say, I'm going right back to Pedro again. But you know, I think there have been enough innings here of late where you have to be a little concerned. And you also want Strop to be at his best at the end of the year. And so, you know, every game is critical now. We certainly know that. But if you can maybe get him in less, you know, lower leverage situations here over the next few weeks and then get him back to where he's at his best, that's probably where they'll look to do, you know, some things. And they've got options, you know. And I think the Kinsler one is intriguing because he's been the ground ball guy. He's been the guy Joe has used to bring in the middle of an inning, get that ground ball double play and get out of it. And so I could see him being elevated here for the time being.
Len, do you think that it is a matchup thing more than it was a Strop issue last night, that they really just need that left-handed reliever out of the bullpen?
Well, that's a good point, Deion. You know, they've got Kyle Ryan, who I think has done a really nice job this year. Obviously, Mike Montgomery is now with Kansas City. Randy Rosario has been up and down. Joe likes Cishek on both righties and lefties. But I do think if you can have kind of that shutdown left-hander, that would certainly help. You know, the eighth inning, I think in a perfect world, you're not really matching up. And over the course of Pedro's career, when he's been at his best, it hasn't really mattered right or left. But you can never have enough options out there. And I do think the Cubs are looking very much to add another arm or two to the bullpen. I think a bat is still on the list, but if push comes to shove and you can only get one, you're probably looking at a bullpen arm and likely a southpaw.
Len Casper is brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing. Schedule your free consultation today. And Len, I was watching Sunday, and I give you a lot of credit for acknowledging the trade rumor and report that was out there from the Detroit News, from Nick Castellanos and the Cubs, and the conversations over a possible deal for the right fielder, who's pretty versatile and leads the majors in doubles with 34. Shane Green has since kind of entered that conversation. Jared Dyson from the Diamondbacks as a center fielder that gives you a little speed and a left-handed bat. Now we see Charlie Blackmon is on the market potentially from the Rockies, which would be really something if the Cubs were able to kind of pull that one off. How aggressive, you said it might just be a bullpen arm, but how aggressive do you think the Cubs will explore some of these other possibilities for veteran bats?
It's a great question. I think one of those deals potentially would have to be a paradigm shift. You might have to give up some important piece on the big league roster already as part of a deal for somebody of that caliber. You know, the Castellanos deal, you know, he'd be a rental because he's a free agent after the season. But if you throw Shane Green into that mix now, that deal becomes a lot bigger. So I don't know the answer to that, and you never know what the team on the other side is going to want in return. Generally, you want your team playing at its absolute best when you make a move to kind of propel it to, you know, take that 5-6-7 game lead in the division. Even though the Cubs have gone 7-3 here to start the second half, they haven't been really able to add much to that lead because the Cardinals have played pretty well, and even though the Brewers lost that game last night, you know, they're still hanging around. So I do think the rest of this road trip does matter in that regard, and you'd like to see the Cubs tighten things up a little bit more. Even though they went 7-2 on the homestand, I don't think anyone was completely satisfied in that clubhouse with how they played. They came up with big hits when they needed, but they still had a few games where they weren't quite as tight as you'd like to see them.
And to hear Addison Russell then admit that he's missing signs and making some of the mistakes that he's made, how disappointing is that, Len? And do you see him working through that?
Yeah, that's a tough one, Dion, because right now, you know, if you look at second base, in the overall, they haven't gotten a lot of offensive production. Mm-hmm. We know Ben Zobrist is still away from the team. Russell started the year on the suspended list. Descalzo got off to that good start, but has not been good really since the beginning of May and hasn't played a whole lot. Robel Garcia has been a shot in the arm. You know, the home run last night, he's hitting for a ton of power. But I do think the Cubs would love Addison Russell to step up and just grab that job. It just hasn't happened yet. So that's another position where you need to get a lot more production. And to go back to the base running and missing signs, you know, those are signs, again, of a team that is a good team, but to get to that next level, to go from good to great, you cannot continue to make those types of mistakes. And as we saw when the Cubs were at their best in 2016, they were fundamentally as good as any team in the league, and I think they need to get a lot better in those areas to get to that next level.
Before we let you go, Len, tomorrow Wilson Contreras comes back for the Cubs based on his workout yesterday before the game. Certainly the Cubs, they traded for Martin Maldonado, and there have been rave reviews from Kyle Hendricks being the latest about his framing and what he brings and offers behind the plate. Victor Caratini, I think I heard Theo Epstein referred this season as a breakout year for Victor Caratini. You've got three catchers. Is it conceivable that they're going to keep three catchers because you thought maybe they would send down a pitcher, you thought maybe they would DFA somebody? I don't know that they're going to do that with Daniel Descalzo, but it's certainly an option. What do you expect roster-wise when Contreras returns?
Another good question. I think there will be a few things in play. The three-catcher thing is something the Cubs did when you know they had Montero, Ross, and the kid at the time, Contreras. Because he and Caratini and even Maldonado are versatile defensively and can play a corner infield spot, in Wilson's case, he could go to the outfield in a pinch. And the bats, you know, for Caratini and Contreras, they play really well. I think it's intriguing to do that. But in order to do that, you might have to make a move with the bat. And we'll see. We'll see what happens over the next 24 hours. But it sounds like Wilson has already declared that he's coming back and is going to catch John Lester tomorrow. And we'll see how Joe decides to parse the playing time once that happens. But I think he likes that mix behind the plate.
Well, thanks for getting up and enjoy tonight, because it's going to be a good one with Darvish and Bumgarner. Wow, that's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, can't wait. Should be great.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.